So rich people think about money. Poor people think about money. What's the functional difference? This is so good. A friend of mine sent me a post today, and it inspired this and takes me back to a Read My Brain call I had about 2 months ago. Because money's a big deal. If you live in this culture, if you're listening to this podcast, money's a big deal. But it doesn't have to be bigger than you. So last month, I dropped $800 to talk with a mentor of mine. I have no problems dropping $800 to talk to a mentor of mine. Because a 60-minute conversation will probably save me about 600 hours worth of agony, heartache, mistakes, trying to figure things out. Discussions with people that are totally clueless. So, $200, no big deal. Yesterday, I had an amazing Thai massage, the first one that I had had in, I think, 4 years. It's been a long time. And I dropped $130 for that. 90 minutes, $130. So I'm talking about spending $1,000 there, right? So I got a mentor call. I got a massage therapist call. I bought some cool cashews that were flavored at the mall and almonds while I was there. So we're looking at about $1,000, right? The thing is, what's the functional difference between how a rich person experiences spending money and how a poor person experiences spending money? Or making it, or having it, or investing it. You see, for me, you know, $800 to talk to a mentor for an hour, easy peasy pumpkin pie. That's an investment, not an expenditure. $130 to get my body worked on, I gotta tell you, I feel fantastic. The past month or so, like, seriously, I have been, like, breaking records. I feel like I'm 20 years younger, honest to God. And this whole latest thing with, like, finally knowing, you know what, I'm ready to go get a decent Thai massage. I found the perfect Thai massage girl. She was about 35. She felt like she was about 55. Just solid, strong, mature, lovely, great open heart. Weighed about 80 pounds and could probably bench press 800. Just amazing. And I appear to digress because here's the deal. Numbers are smaller than experiences. The experience of 60 minutes with a mentor, the experience of 90 minutes on Rin's massage table, the experience of these premium first classes almonds and cashews. And I'll be nibbling on them till I go. I'll probably go get worked on next week. I feel so incredibly good. It's like, all right, let's just keep investing faster. See, poor people, they try to spend more slowly. They focus on spending less than they make. And this all comes from a state, and this is called a state called survival. Because you have to financially survive. As a human being, you're concerned with survival. On the other hand, right, I love the other hand. Remember, you're 100% human and 100% divine. Being 100% divine, you are not concerned about survival. You are eternal. And Neville Goddard said, always be investing your time, your money, your imaginal act. Always be investing. And if you must spend a dollar, you spend it as though it were a dry leaf and you the owner of a boundless forest. That's the money prayer. That money prayer recording, you must get that. Meanwhile, prayer is not about begging for more. Right? Prayer is about how you prepare for its reception. $800, $130, $50 worth of nuts. Ready, y'all. Ready? Who cares? because it ain't about the numbers. It's about the experiences that change the experiences that change the experiences. I imagine up something rich about life. I imagine up something wealthy when it comes to money. I imagine up. What direction are you imagining in? All right. So maybe you detect a little bit of the attitude of Abdullah there. That's a good thing. Maybe you notice that I speedily surrender. Seriously, I speedily surrender, right? When I talked to a lady at the pool about getting a Thai massage, I looked at the place where she goes. That's too far. I looked around. I just rested in it a little tiny bit, and it's like, you know what? I'm surrendering to this. This is an investment. Meanwhile, if you got gold, the money prayer, you can get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there, scroll down. We did a 1.5 hour call. I think it actually went a little bit over. We did a 90 minute plus call on the money prayer. You get my notes. You get the recording. You get to change your life. Because it's not just about money. It's about wealth in all ways. It's about imagining up richness. It's about discovering that you are bigger than all your blessings. You're bigger than all your desires. But when you feel small, well, you got to cut back on your spending. You got to spend less than you make. You get it? Small is a state. On the other hand, the state of explorer, the state of expanding, the state of discovering. Good Lord. I discovered so much during that one-on-one call. I discovered so much while getting my body wrenched off for 90 minutes. Wow, there's a part of it that I just totally let out of consciousness. Boy, there was a lot of stiffness there. I'll let her work that stuff out. You see, I get to invest in me, and she gets to be blessed. I get to invest in me, and you're blessed. All right. So poor people, they think about money. Rich people, they think about money. What's the functional difference? The size of you. What's the functional difference? Do you imagine money is fun? Something that creates fun? See, money doesn't create fun. Money is speed. You want to speed up the fun in your life? You want to speed up everything? Stop struggling. Stop imagining everything's a struggle. The functional difference? Wealthy people have fun imaginings when it comes to spending, making, investing, and having money. Poor people, they struggle to hold on to it. They struggle when they spend it. They struggle when they have it, when they don't have it. And they struggle to invest it. Dive deeper, soar higher. The money prayer. Get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. And for fun right now, imagine up something lovely. Imagine you maybe talking with a mentor. Imagine you maybe getting all the kinks worked out of your system. God, it feels good. Imagine something lovely. Imagine something you desire as we go into the silence. You are God having the adventure of a lifetime. You came here for first class. You came here to stretch your wings and soar higher and higher. You are the love, the wisdom, the power of God. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. And you are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.